Political comedy or comedy based on current events is becoming more common and popular, but that doesn't mean everyone finds it funny or comfortable, especially when it's part of a night out watching a stand-up. Controversy hasn't stopped Hari Kondabolu from challenging his audiences to think about how we view opposing views and a variety of cultures.
One of the biggest criticisms I get in my act is, how come everything has to be political with you? How come everything has to have a political point? I can't help it. I'm a killjoy who does comedy. Like, this is how I'm hardwired, right? I'm this annoying in real life, right?
Another phrase I hate is the phrase, boys will be boys. Nothing good has ever come before that phrase. It's always the worst thing ever. It's never like, hey, did you hear Obama signed a nuclear deal with Iran? Boys will be boys. Using nonviolent means to end conflict. It's never that. It's never that.
When he's not on stage, Kondabolu co-hosts the podcast Politically Reactive with W. Kamau Bell, and he's behind the documentary The Problem with Apu, which will air on True TV later this year. Tonight, he's performing at Stand Up Live in Phoenix. He and I spoke earlier, and I started the conversation by asking about how audiences react to his humor and whether they're quicker to heckle him, and if that's okay.
I mean, I don't think it's okay for an audience member to heckle a comic. I don't see any practical value because this isn't a conversation. Like, the best comics make a show feel like a conversation, but it's a monologue. You know, I'm facing you and you're all facing me. It's clearly the attention's directed towards me and people paid to see me speak. In terms of dialogue, there's times for that. I might not want to engage in it because I'm a performer, but there's certainly times for that, but it's not during a show. People always argue about freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is about the government. Is the government prevent you from expressing yourself? This isn't about the government. It's about, like, me sharing my point of view at a private show that you're paying for and you interrupting it. So to me, it's I don't think people should ever do that. This is part of public discourse. Somebody is making statements on a stage with the intention of making people laugh, but it's also like stuff that is happening in the world. And whether or not you like the opinion, you're hearing the opinion and you can disagree by not laughing. Nothing hurts a comic more than silence.
In an age of Trump, is that any harder, any more challenging?
It's energized a certain faction of the country to do or say things they wouldn't normally do. To be willing to yell and scream and insult people, interrupt people, to hurt people, and feel like they've gotten the liberty to do that because we have the president that we have. So certainly, you know, that's a little worrisome. But in terms of being on stage, you know, I am still talking about what I always talked about. Nothing's significantly different. I always talked about racism. I always talked about homophobia and gender and poverty and class and global affairs. That's always been a part of my act. The difference is now it feels more relevant because we have a president that's challenging almost all the things that many of us fundamentally believe. So the people in my audience, like, they're geared up. And if you've never seen me perform, you probably have a better idea of what's happening in the world now than you ever have. You know, Islamophobia, what's that? The president said that. What's sexism? The president said that. If anything, he serves as a very useful news peg to get me to jokes. I'm not saying the presidency is something I'm happy about. I'm just saying, for the sake of practicality, it actually has a strange positive effect.
Now, can you be lumped into a certain category because of your ancestry? Like, if there's one joke that, and maybe you've done this multiple times, but talking about Aziz Ansari, and is that something to sort of get off your chest to sort of make fun of the idea that, well, there can only be so many comedians of your ancestry, so we're having some sort of, have to make a joke about it? Or do you feel like it's confusing for people that they're actually seeing more faces like that, and they're just kind of wondering how to deal with it to some extent, even though it's supposed to be comedy. Wait a second, I'm confused. This is a different looking face up here.
I think it's both those things, to be honest with you. I think part of it is me making fun of the fact that, like, there are more of us now, and there's that kind of Highlander, there can only be one feeling, which isn't true anymore. You know, it's a much different time. And I think people are starting to realize, like, especially a younger generation, like, oh, these are two different people with two extremely different points of view who grew up differently. They have some overlaps because of some of the life experiences, but overall, they're very different people. You know, like, Aziz talks more about pop culture, and I'm definitely more aggressively, like, political, for lack of a better word. I mean, very different people. But I think there's also some people who are still kind of surprised to see me up there. who, when I go on stage, they don't know what to expect, and they're shocked to hear me say the things I say, not only because of what it is I'm saying, but because, like, oh, that's a brown-skinned dude, or how come he hasn't mentioned the fact he's Indian yet? You know, that's one thing that in the early days, like 10 or 15 years ago when I started, that was an issue. Like, if I don't mention I'm Indian within the first 5 minutes, that's the thing everyone's thinking about. What is he? And that's not necessarily true in the same way, but there's still a few people who I'm sure are wondering.
So can we talk a little bit about the problem with Apu? And Apu, of course, is the Simpsons character. And even in one part of your act, you talk about how people have asked you why you don't, when you do impersonations of your parents, you don't have a thick accent or anything like that to denote they're not originally from America, whatnot. And yet with Apu, yes, it's a cartoon, yes, it's the Simpsons, but the actor, voice actor, does a very strong accent. Is that offensive?
I mean, it's inaccurate. I mean, it's a white dude that does the voice. It's a voice based on Peter Sellers' impression of an Indian person. So it's a caricature based on a caricature done by another white guy. So it's meant in terms of mockery. So I can't tell you what's offensive and what's not. I think that depends on who you are. I don't like it. I don't think offensive is the word. It bothers me. It makes me feel bad. As a kid, it made me feel bad. Apu, it just feels kind of lazy. And from another time period.
If people laugh at that, whether because of the writing or just because they think the accent is funny, does that lead us down a bad path?
Laughing at something doesn't necessarily mean you're co-signing exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I laugh at things where then I pause and say, why am I laughing at that? Do you know what I mean? Like, just because something is something you would disagree with politically, that doesn't mean you're not going to laugh. Like, laughter is a different thing altogether. I don't know why people laugh. Sometimes the wordplay is good. Sometimes the situations are good. You know, that accent is goofy and silly. It's funny. I think the problem in terms of representation is when you only have one representation, which we have. Like, our only representation in mainstream America as Indians and Indian Americans, but really Indians, this is really about my parents' generation, was this one character. That was it for a good 15 to 20 years. Now, if that's the case, like, there is nothing else to compare it to. There is no that's not the way it is.
That's comedian Hari Kondabolu. His documentary, The Problem with Apu, premieres on True TV later this year. And tonight he's performing at Stand Up Live in Phoenix.